The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
A debate before the EU Parliament tomorrow will discuss whether social media companies should be held liable for fake ads on their sites in an effort to cut down on scams. Well, joining me now to discuss this is Fine Gael MEP Regina Doherty. Regina, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. Can you just give us an example of the type of scams that you are talking about here and how they are impacting Irish consumers?
I think it's unfortunate because it's one of the most pressing challenges that we have, not just in Ireland, but across Europe. Everybody probably knows what the fact that, you know, the scams are. We have these fraudulent advertisements selling financial services. So, you know, the investment that's going to give you magic returns. We have people pretending, you know, AI generated content with some of our famous stars or famous politicians pretending to offer, you know, I did this deal, you should really do it if you want to make money. We have payment fraud, we have investment scams, we have a real, we've lots of phishing attempts, you know, the way you send me £1.80 or €1.80 for your on-post delivery to be delivered or your DPD. Like, they come in so many shapes and forms that people are actually either bamboozled by them, they're so sophisticated, people fall for them. And whilst maybe the €1.80 giving it to a fake on post, you know, mightn't be the end of the world. People have had their life savings, their pensions defrauded from them, you know, in some cases with no recourse. And so we're doing the last trilogue tomorrow of a piece of legislation called the Payment Services Regulation. It was a piece of law that was established a number of years ago to allow a new law for digital payments. It includes financial requirements for institutions to make sure that if something happened to you here in the morning, that you would get a mandatory refund to people who are genuine, you know, culprits of fraud. The problem with it is it doesn't share the responsibility for the ads, and so therefore it doesn't share the accountability for the ads. And we have platforms who are making money off the back of taking these advertisements. And Meta actually only announced last week or the week before, 10% of their ad revenue are coming from online scams that have a sole purpose of trying to rob you of your savings, be it short-term or life savings. And they have no responsibility and no accountability. And what we're trying to do, what I'm trying to do, is to get an amendment put to this or to this piece of legislation tomorrow that will ensure that everybody has a shared responsibility and that platforms will have to vet the advertisements, not make money out of it just willy-nilly and take any ad, but vet the advertisements to make sure that they are being financially regulated by maybe a central bank in Ireland for our sake, or actually are just a legitimate business. And so that when you actually see an ad, you can be at least sure that it's a real business with real accountability, because everybody has a shared responsibility for the content that you can see. So that doesn't exist today.
We currently have the EU Digital Services Act, and that does oblige platforms to react to these ads if they're reported and to act to take those ads down. You're saying that's not sufficient, that they have to take on more responsibility for that, going as far as vetting these ads to ensure that they are legitimate?
Well, I believe so. And I think that's wherein lie the problem comes, is because our digital platforms, our major tech US companies are obviously railing against the fact that they don't feel that they should be responsible. If they're making profit off the back of other people's misery, I really do believe they should be more responsible than they are. And you are right when you say the DSA only obliges them to consider removing fraud or harmful advertisement when it's reported to them. But Ciarán, in a lot of cases, by the time you've reported the ad, you know, with your face or your image being used on it, the ad has already been taken down, and 20 minutes later, an ad pops up with me in it, or, you know, Mary McCallaghan or Pat Kay. You know, these are so easy to create. They're so believable and authentic that people are falling for them within minutes. The financial services one is the one that really, really, really bothers me, because I've seen the major impact of people losing life savings and the disaster outcomes it has for that person and those families.
But I'm just looking, as you say, there is some pushback against this from some of the social media platforms. But Regina, within government here, there's been pushback to similar suggestions. There's been reporting in the Journal that when suggestions like this were made by the Department of Finance, that the Minister for Enterprise office, Peter Burke's office, that they took issue with the finance department's efforts to clamp down on this crime. And they suggested that changes would be bad for business here and would, I suppose, potentially conflict with the position here in Ireland we have as a destination for some of those big tech players in Europe.
So I genuinely don't agree with the Department of Enterprise, and I'm really, really hoping that we can persuade our minister and the officials, obviously, that wrote the comments on that memo, that they're wrong. There's no such thing as an acceptable level of fraud. And whilst I totally appreciate, like, we have hundreds of thousands of jobs that are reliant on big tech, that doesn't give them the right to not follow rules. And at the end of the day, when we look about the fact that this is the single fastest growing criminal threat across Europe, is robbing people of their own hard-earned money that they had to go out and earn, first of all, and then manage to save. It isn't good enough for a government, any government, including my own, to say there's an acceptable level of fraud because we have jobs that we rely on in this country.
But realistically, what are the likelihoods of this amendment being accepted, Regina, tomorrow?
Well, now I have been ringing, I've been doing nothing else all week and probably for the last couple of months is trying to encourage colleagues who are responsible for this trilogue tomorrow to ensure that they support the amendment to put down to make sure that there is shared responsibility and shared accountability. And all it will ask them is for platforms to share in the cost. And by God, if they have to share in the cost, they'll make sure that no fraudulent ad goes up in the first place. I don't think that's too much to ask when we have seen such an enormous amount of fraud. There's nearly a stage where that if people are logging on and they don't actually believe the content of what they're seeing online, which is equally as important for our tech companies, for us normal users to have trust and faith in the digital platform. Because if we don't, then the whole thing falls apart. All right. It needs is a little bit of responsibility from them and shared accountability.
Fine Gael MEP Regina Doherty, thanks for joining us on that.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.